What's up, guys? It's Parker Senpai and
Christian.
What, boy?
We never talked about my opening before.
What? I just be natural.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys.
We never talked about my intro.
This isn't the OP, man. There's not about to be music playing in the background. Psych. Anyway. All right, guys. What's up? So, thank you for all that have listened to the last week's podcast. Seen an estimated 3 of you. It's awesome. But we really do appreciate that stuff. Now, let's continue with this week's podcast. Christian, what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the massive success Demon Slayer Spirit Train has made in Japan.
God.
And Sony's acquisition of Crunchyroll and what that means for us.
Us as in black people, or
I mean, could be both, and you know,
it's both. Community. There's two races, Christian. There's blacker than the rest of them. Okay, but seriously, that is crazy though. Let's get into Demon Slayer a little bit. So, I don't know who's been reading the manga. A lot of people should have been, because you know the anime is. If you read the manga, the anime is nowhere near being finished. It's not. Like, they have another 2 seasons. If not 12 episode seasons, another one more 24 episode, and that might be finding the end. Maybe. That's a hard maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think
after this movie is going to eat up a bunch of what the manga has. Or, I'm sorry, people will correct me. Manga.
As a matter of fact, I think after it releases in US, they'll probably only do one more season, if I had to guess. And maybe a movie for the final manga chapters.
I despise is like, you know, there's like rushed animes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But what's so bad about this is that Demon Slayer's manga, it seemed rushed, but it was rushed perfectly.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, that shit. One thing happened and then accelerated towards the end of like the manga, and I was just like, hold the fuck up. What?
Well, definitely the anime actually expanded on the manga. Did you know that?
What?
As in
more things and
fight times definitely expanded.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think any anime would do that, just like in One Piece.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the manga, the One Piece battles, they were like 2 pages, and then like in the anime you got like 6 different fucking 6 different camera angles for a punch, like gum diagonal angle from above, a pigeon's view, and then the final strike the next episode, like oh, I watched so much of that shit on Hulu, it makes me actually pretty upset that I like committed myself to that. But forget about One Piece, who's had like what, 14 different movies that have not seen the success that this dark horse Loki. But it's one of the big 3, but I don't think it deserves the big 3 title because it's going to be so short.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it does give people what it wants in the shortest amount of time, where you're not having to watch like 300 episodes to feel like you know everybody's backstory.
I think the impact it has made on the anime community and other people who don't even, you know, watch anime in general is tremendous. Just an insane amount of everybody talking about it. And I mean, Demon Slayer was top anime of 2019. I mean, did you see how it was trending on Twitter for like most of the year?
Well, I just recently started using Twitter, but I used Facebook and Instagram more, and definitely saw like, and I've been to Anime Expo. Dude, Demon Slayer was... I didn't even watch Demon Slayer out of my own will. Like, my friend, Jesse, my man, he introduced me to the show. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh, you gotta do a reaction for it. And I was like, all right. Because I used to do anime video reactions. Watched episode 1. I was like, yo, that killed his whole family. Bro, why? What do you mean they're all dead? Like, oh, his sister's alive. Oh, thank God. Oh, no, she's a demon. Oh, my God. Oh, he thinks that she still cares. But, and she did, which was cool. But at the same time, I'm like, this shit, it like episode, each week that shit was getting more real. And then they blessed us with episode 19. I'm like, no, fuck, boy. That's
right.
Honestly, when episode, I think it was, I want to say it was episode 3 or 4, where he fought the hand demon and he headbutted that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was sex on screen right there. That was sauce. Excellent. Like, not ketchup. We're talking sriracha type sauce.
I think what really hits hard is it's not just, okay, he's a strong character.
Right.
Or, oh, he's an overpowered character, which he's not before, you know, y'all say, oh, he's not overpowered. He's not. I mean, he has flaws. He gets hurt a lot. I mean, look at the hand demon fight. I think he broke, like a few ribs in that?
He definitely did.
I think it's just the power of the soundtrack and obviously the animation. I mean, who was it? Ufotable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
The animation?
They are phenomenal. I mean, they're the ones behind, you know, the Fate series, if y'all have heard of that. But
God, we're back to that. That better not be a thing. Just bring it up. Because there's too much of that shit.
I'm sorry. But just the animation and how they show the forms and the breathing is just phenomenal.
Let's talk about the forms, all right? One form in particular is the form, the creator. Name is escaping me.
It's escaping me too, as a matter of
fact. Well, his name has escaped us, but you know what? The funds have also escaped this man. So apparently the Demon Slayer movie deal got cut like by paper and was put on paper well before the anime had even ended its first season, well before they even knew how popular it was about to get. And apparently the creator only asked for a certain amount because he thought that's how much it was worth. Last time I checked, last week was when I saw the numbers. The creator, even after the movie had already made 25 billion yen, has only gotten $19,000 and $19,500 from this production, from its success and everything. From its success in the box office. Now, I will state that. Yes. Now, he gets more of his profitable like wealth from actual manga sales.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they hit 100 million.
Yes.
So he is stacked on that regard. We will say that. But on the movies, that's like saying if you were like the director, or if you were like the creator for the story of the Titanic,
mm-hmm.
and then they gave you like $5 after how much it made.
Right.
Right. And let's remember this right now. Demon Slayer has only been out in Japan.
Yep.
The Japanese people are spending $30 billion right now. $30.2 billion from one region of the fucking planet. Okay. The fuck? The economy is gonna go down when this shit gets released. Okay, like we're gonna have to bootleg it so we don't like have a problem with other people. Like, there's gonna be fights. There's gonna be riots. People are gonna sell fake tickets. It's gonna be like the PS5, Xbox One scamming bullshit times right. Like a million. Because like, I'll be damned if like. When I go online to buy some shit and someone's already lined up bots to buy the fucking tickets and now I have to buy them from people that aren't even going to be legitimate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some bald fucking guy with a mustache. Like, nah, dude, I'm going to be mad as fuck.
Right.
Okay. Like.
And I know what y'all are thinking. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, it's just an anime movie of something popular. But the reason why this is so big is because there's only two other anime movies that have made such a splash like this in Japan and all over. Your Name and Spirited Away. And Demon Slayer is number 3. And actually about, what is it? 1 billion yen off from beating Spirited Away. Something that's held a record since 2001. I want y'all to hear this. Spirited Away came out in August 2001 and has held the record for this long. 19 years.
If you were born in 2001, we appreciate you being Gen Z and listening to this podcast because Gen Z, you guys are our future. God, they can be trash though. But our future, nonetheless. All right. 2001, I think, fuck, I was 7 years old, you know, when Spirited Away came out. I was watching Spirited Away on a 13-inch TV, RCA. Speakers were built in.
Wow.
Trash. But you know what it did do for me? Made me have to start wearing glasses. You know, that's one of the benefits, man. Glasses are sexy and they shine when you look up. Anime taught me that. So, $30.2 billion. I really want you to think about that. Like, I don't think the manga creator thought that this idea was going to get that much traction. And it's like, if you really think about it, it's got a very basic ass idea.
Yes.
It's extremely basic. The name is basic. And yet it has
pierced the hearts of so many people.
And like the fandoms, we are keeping it pure. There's no like crazy, like there are, okay, y'all are sexualizing Nezuko a little bit too much because she's a child. Okay.
Oh, don't.
Like I've seen the Nezuko mouse pads where like her ass is the pad for your wrist. Boy. I would buy that, but you know, it's Nezuko and that's a child. Like,
right.
I got standards, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's in safe for later, you know, when she turns 18 on paper, but I don't want it. I don't need that right now. Let's keep it cool. Might be some Boku no Hero Academy fandom.
Please.
Boy,
please,
y'all.
No. Oh.
Y'all were pure as hell. Pure heart.
Boy.
And then y'all start. It's not even the gay fandom. I'm LGBTQ friendly here, but they're children. Please.
Please.
Leave them alone.
Please.
God damn. They're children. I can't. All right. Let's segue into the next topic. So, Christian, what if I told you that I started a streaming business? So let me tell you, I sold it to AT&T for $20 million. And then I find out 8 years down the road that it was sold for a bazillion percentage of book in cash.
I would definitely give you the location to the nearest bridge.
Yo,
like that you can jump off of.
The fact that Crunchyroll was just, it was never bad. Like it doesn't have that many shows, I would say. And that's only if you're like a bad otaku, you know what I'm saying? Like you watch all of their ecchi stuff and then think they have nothing else. Like, how dare I think that, you know? But other than that, Crunchyroll itself is just, it's for me, it's a conglomerate, right? Mm-hmm. It's a giant entity that makes anime and produces anime and distributes anime. It's an all-in-one package of anime that I did not know that AT&T owned.
Me either, as a matter of fact.
No idea. I don't understand why I use AT&T. And if AT&T is listening, we need to freaking talk. How come for the last however many years you had Crunchyroll, you guys never had a weeb package for your phone plan? Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you... You would have made millions. Bajillions, even. But no. Fuck you.
And you see, you got to give Crunchyroll props. I mean, it's brought a lot of people to the anime community. Exactly. And not just for, you know, like edgy stuff. You know, I don't know what y'all be watching. No judgment here. High School DxD forever. Anyway.
Judge you as my brothers.
A lot of people get into anime. I remember talking with a friend back in school, like, hey, where can I watch anime? And I said, hey, you can go to the site Crunchyroll if you just want to check out some anime, you know, for free. And that's just how it is. A lot of people who were trying to get into anime or wanted to see how it is went to Crunchyroll just to check it out. And honestly, I'm a little sad that this is happening, but maybe it could be good.
Exactly. I'm going to be honest. When I first started watching anime, it was on Crunchyroll, but it was Crunchyroll free. I didn't pay for this shit. No, I watched those ads. I didn't give a fuck. ads are nothing to me. Ads is 30 seconds of a break and I can just look away, you know. I am invested in the shows, but I'm not invested to where I won't watch some ads to watch it for free. And just recently I started using like the premium programs for stuff because, you know, I make a little bit of money now. So me using Crunchyroll now is just like my way of giving back to the anime community, which I've used those free pirate sites to get away from. But we're not going to talk about those because if you talk about them, they get taken down. RIP Kiss Anime. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Idiots, man. TikTok took that shit down.
It was a true legend right there.
Stupid motherfucker.
You want to know where you want to watch anime? Well, let me show you these sites that aren't even allowed at the government. Because they're on proxies. and I'm gonna put the URL on a fucking TikTok video to get some views. And I'm toxic, and my name's Claire. Like,
that's just how I feel. But man. So for me, honestly, Sony already had Funimation, right? And it's showing off a little bit buying Crunchyroll for a 1.175 billion in cash. Let's just round it up to 1.2, okay? Because I didn't even know there was a 0.17 for things. Like, I've only known 2 decimal points for cash in my entire life. Where the fuck is this third one coming from? But anyway, that's fine. We'll deal. Okay, so which means the 1.75 is million, which whatever. It's a lot of fucking money. But it's like, it's just showing off that it's able to do these things, right? And honestly, it's crazy because they already had Funimation. And then apparently, what was that that they also had stakes in? The
Aniplex.
Oh, they got Aniplex.
They had Aniplex.
What the fuck?
So before y'all think, man, this Crunchyroll deal, this came out of nowhere. Remember, Sony has been in the anime business for years now. And so, for example, in 1995, Sony Music Entertainment Japan established Aniplex, a subsidiary created for managing anime and music productions. In 2005, Aniplex started its own animation studio, as many of us know, A1 Pictures, for the famous Sword Art Online, Kaguya-sama Love is War.
If you guys like Sword Art Online, this is a safe place for you. You can tell us that's your favorite anime. No one's going to judge you. No one's going to bully you. It's okay. That's it. I was about to... There was nothing else after that. I know people that have Sword Art Online as their favorite. All right? It's a good show. If it's your favorite, that's fine. You know, as long as it's not Dragon Ball Z, you're welcome here. And if it is, please stay to get trolled. I will fucking fight you.
Can Dragon Ball Z still count? I mean, it's so saturated. Excuse me, folks, but, you know, so saturated by this point. It's
saturated by bad people. Like, it really is. Like, if on December 21st, mm-hmm. when this Jupiter and I don't know how to fucking say planets, Jupiter and Saturn align and people get powers, the first motherfucker I see Kamehameha, I swear to God, I will fucking fight them. Okay, enemy number one, they're a terrorist. They're terrible. They don't have kids, but they're a terrible father for doing the Kamehameha. All right, they're a sleazebag, Master Roshi style. Okay. Fuck them. So, Monopoly. We all love that game.
Of course.
Oh, love it. Sony's acquisition of Crunchyroll is basically the biggest Monopoly play that, like, makes your grandma cuss you out and throw the dice at you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because right now, after Crunchyroll has been taken by Sony, and now they have Funimation, and now all these subsidiaries of animation groups underneath their wing, which gives them more power to acquire anime content and distribute it upon their own selves, basically like a Tesla factory with less people and is automated, right? As far as for-profit gain, now let's see their competitors. All they have left is Netflix and Hulu.
Yep.
Now, in my opinion, Netflix and Hulu could combine. I don't see any problem with that. Because I've actually haven't even researched into Netflix and Hulu on the animation game, but I do know they produce content.
They right? do. The problem with Hulu is that it doesn't get the high quality anime titles, like, well, as in for the Funimation, they don't get all the super cool pop-in stuff as like Netflix can and Crunchyroll can. They do have good titles. I mean, of course, Sword Art Online and stuff like that. But yeah. There's other anime that's popular that didn't make it to Hulu, which could
what's
be an issue.
What's bad is that Hulu doesn't have that many originals, like where mm-hmm. it's marketed and produced by them, or it's licensed by right. them, or they carry the copyright license for it. Netflix, on the other hand, has a fuck ton.
Yeah, like, they do.
If we're talking Pokemon cards, like, their dad's a fucking rich dude, and he has, like, a fuck ton of like Charizard decks, and like Hulu has a couple of pack. They're nice. Got some holographics in there, but it's not that great. And that's just where Hulu falters. And that, but like the thing that Hulu does well is that they're trying to not allow cable TV to die.
Right.
They're using their streaming service to stream cable to people who don't. Because who the fuck buys cable anymore, except for like our parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't use cable. I know some people who have maybe like kids use cable, but most people I know who got kids, they use like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, all these streaming services, not cable.
Yeah, I don't even watch TV no more. I haven't for years, honestly.
Like, I don't, and like commercials, dude. But
yeah, like, who got time to sit?
I like watching some commercials, they're funny. But other than that, no. There's no reason for me to do that. So I think if Hulu and Netflix combine their powers and like, because Hulu is used by common people for their sports access and everything, and then they can also put like sport anime. It's just me. I like sport anime. Kuroko no Basket. The fucking shit. That's just me, right? So if Netflix and Hulu combine, I think they could actually form a wall against whatever the fuck Sony is trying to do, because they're on a global scale of like just acquiring new entities into their body and shit. And just like, I don't see it as a good thing, honestly.
Now, do you think Sony is going to, because we all know Sony can be greedy, are they going to raise the prices for streaming anime on Crunchyroll?
No.
No. Why not?
They wouldn't do anything for them. That would decrease their overall profits of the game because people would get pissed off. They would obviously, because like they made such a big deal about them acquiring Crunchyroll. And then as like whoever was working with Netflix behind the scenes, it made them up their prices. They kept it low profile and they just said, hey, by the way, next year, your prices are going up. Just wanted to let you know, we're secretly fucking you. Just to let you know. Now, Sony, on the other hand, they were like, yo, we bought this shit. Let's go. Now, they're making us look left. They're probably doing some shit on the right.
Right.
Like, slowly shutting down Crunchyroll.
Mm.
A whole, like, Instagram versus Vine type thing.
Right.
You know, like, straight up Thanksgiving. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
For any of my Native American listeners, this is not a joke. This is being serious. I know what happened to you. It was terrible. But Native Americans... Thanksgiving, Sony owns the Pilgrims with the disease blankets. That's just me, honestly. I like Sony. I'm a PS4 player, but on the acquisition of like businesses, paying for something in cash, it's just pretty shady to me.
Yeah.
You feel me? There's the only thing, it's just wild to me. Like, God knows where that money is going. Like, it's, who are you paying that much to?
Right.
Like, one person just became a billionaire? No. It's going to groups of people. It's going to chair board members. And then what's going to happen to them? They're going to get replaced or dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's in my head. That's in my space. That's from what I've seen in, like, articles and research papers and movies. So I'm not a professional. I'm not. But I say we stop beating a dead horse and get into the new animes we have watched over the last week. Did you watch anything there?
I actually, and I know this may come as a surprise, actually watched 4 episodes of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood this past weekend.
So you went to the museum. That's what's up. But no. Tell me what your experience was, because I've watched that already.
I just wanted to try it. It's just one of those anime that's kind of like been sitting in the list. And, you know, my anime list, it's like, what, 8.42 or something like that. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I think it's pretty good.
I think for me, after the first 4 episodes, it got to be like Gundam. And it was just like a lot of fucking talking.
Oh.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm not trying to discourage you from watching the rest of it. But please, do, you have time.
Yeah.
You have time.
I mean, we ain't going
before the next podcast, which we'll get into later. But, so, for me...
Mm-hmm.
I watched what you wanted me to watch, that Classroom of the Elite.
Oh,
boy,
yes.
Ayana Koji, man, that's my dude, bro. I knew he was going to be a beast when old girl was like, Ayana Koji-kun, why are your forearms so muscular?
Right.
I was like, yo, why is this motherfucker built like, thought he wasn't good at shit.
Right.
Right? And then like, when her brother... I'm not trying to spoil this anime for y'all, but yo, this shit was good. It's only 12 episodes. Check it out. It's on Crunchyroll, okay? It's on Crunchyroll. It's not on Hulu. It is on Hulu.
It used to be on Hulu.
Yeah, but Hulu does this thing where, like, they still have the title.
Yeah, and episodes are missing.
And then episodes are missing. Like, yo, clear your cache, bro. Like, what the fuck? Stop playing with people's heads. That's stupid as hell. But I liked it a lot. Like, I watched all 12 episodes. Like, I didn't watch 4. I watched all. to me, a day and a half. I watched all of it. It was great. But girl, Kushida.
Kushida.
The one with the fucking split personality.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I was like, yo, they better keep bringing up this chick because she's.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, she's terrifying.
She's a piece of work.
And then I feel like they're making a joke about Sakura from Naruto. There's Sakura in there. Mm-hmm. She was kind of useless.
Yeah.
But she was cool.
She's cool.
I enjoyed her, like, she's her sweet. Being there, you know? It was nice. I actually really enjoyed the anime. Guys, definitely check that out. If you haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist, you should watch the live action movie. That's my take. I'll wait for those comments.
But, you're so evil.
Dude, the live action was pretty good, actually.
No.
It was all right.
I can't believe you.
I'm serious, man. That shit. They actually did. You know,
y'all watch Bleach as well on Netflix.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You shouldn't watch Bleach at all, dude. Bleach, you should drink Bleach if you fucking like it. All right, but guys, like I said, so you guys won't be listening to seeing this podcast till next year because vacation, holiday.
Right.
We'll be leaving. We're not going to call the other thing because that's gross. But yeah, we'll be taking some time off. I know as we just started this, but we're going to start the new year, fresh ideas. This podcast will get better. If you make it so, which is where we're going to plug in, support us by following the link that's in the podcast notes. Go to anchor.fm/support/heartofsenpaifm. And please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, other than those two. Please keep continuing to support us and we appreciate it. Thank you. This is Parker.
And this is Christian.
Signing out. Peace out.